The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Welcome to Radio Friends. This is Tuesday. It's December the 6th, and we're going to tell you about a new app that is available for your iPad. And I'm finding out all kinds of information about computers that I didn't know this morning. And Liz Schmitz is with us, League of Women Voters. Good to have you here, Liz.
Hi, good to have you
here. There's something coming up. Is it this weekend?
This Saturday. This is the 6th, so Saturday, December 10th at Jack's Gourmet Restaurant. 11:30. It's only $14 if people want to make.
You're going to honor the Citizen of the Year in Columbia.
Citizen of the Year. And guess who? It's going to be Lucille Salerno.
Oh, what? I mean, she is an outstanding, wonderful lady. She really is.
It is. And our little blurb says that she came in 1974 and dove right in, and we've been so lucky to have her ever since.
Yeah.
With the Osher, the Blind Boone, just last Sunday, they had a concert for Blind Boone House that she was a great, you know, helped write grants for, and we wouldn't have it if she hadn't done that.
Now, there's a lady that has her hands in just about everything in the community.
Everything good.
Yes, yes.
It's just amazing.
She's very modest, too.
Music, the Ragtime Festival, that's how she got Blind Boone and the house and all that involved. She's in the Osher Lifelong Learning.
Yes.
One day I was taking a class there, and the person got stuck in Seattle in a fog, and she ran home and got her Ragtime class that she could give, and we had a lesson in ragtime, right?
Okay, because the regular teacher was stuck in Seattle. So Lucille just kind of filled in there without a problem.
Brought her CDs and DVDs or whatever they are, stuck them in and gave us all. She's just
so it's this coming Saturday, you will be honoring the Citizen of the Year for Columbia from the League of Women Voters.
That's right.
And it's going to be where?
At Jack's Restaurant out there on the business loop, and anyone can come. They can call for reservations, and I have a phone number here.
It's
474-1407.
Okay, 474-1407.
Right.
You can call that number if you want to be a part of honoring Lucille Salerno.
Anyone's
now, obviously, this isn't a surprise to her.
No.
Because I know she listens to KBIA.
not only that, we had to catch her. I mean, she's been in San Diego or somewhere out there, and you just have to catch Lucille to even honor her.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for letting us know. So it'll
be
this coming Saturday.
That's right.
11:30 to 1:30 at Jack's Gourmet to honor Citizen of the Year from the League of Women Voters in Columbia, Lucille Salerno.
Couldn't be a worthier person.
Right. Thank you so much.
Bet.
And if people want more information on the League, what do they do?
Call 474-1407.
Now, who are they going to get when
they call? They'll get our president, or they can make reservations from Liz Schmidt at CenturyTel.net.
Okay. When they call at 474, they're not going to get time and temperature. That's only when they call your house.
That's when they call me. I'm 445-0655.
Thank you, Liz. Pleasure having you here.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, stay where you are, Liz, because I think you and I are going to learn something.
Yes, I'm very anxious to hear this.
We have Katie Carter with us from Vox Magazine. Good to have you here, Katie.
Thanks for having me.
And originally, when we booked this segment, we were going to talk about 100 years of Mizzou photos and photo ops. Explain what's happening with Vox Magazine.
Okay, so we have been putting out, right now we have two iPad apps, the Vox 5 app, which gives you five things to do each weekend, and then we also have the Mizzou 100 Years in Photos.
So how many photos? And turn it to this camera. If you want to see what we're talking about, go to kbia.org, then click on Programs, then click on Paul Pepper, and watch this segment. Now you've got your iPad here, and this is what you have up here is 100 years of Mizzou photos.
Mizzou this homecoming photos, because this year
is
was
the app.
And it's still available for free. Search Mizzou or MU Homecoming on the iTunes Store, and this will come up.
Okay.
And you can download it absolutely free. Both of our apps are free.
Okay. So just shoot through some of those pictures. And if people are watching, what they're going to see.
Okay. So let me get to that.
Okay.
So what
is that one?
This is the very first homecoming game. It was played on Rollins Field, which is now Stankowski.
Uh-huh. And the very first homecoming game?
Mm-hmm. Okay. From 100 years ago.
Oh, my.
And then you kind of just scroll over.
You know, the little app thing is...
Like, here's another, like, a float from 1921.
Yeah. Now, if people... To look at these pictures and downloading the app, you have to have...
An iPad. Yes.
So you cannot download it from iTunes on your regular computer.
No. But you can also, a lot of these photos are available on VoxMagazine.com through some of our photo galleries that we have. But the whole app that goes through, you know, the 100 years and that's organized this
way. It has to come down on an iPad.
On an iPad, yes.
An iPad. What about if you have an iPhone?
It doesn't work on the iPhone because it's kind of not the user experience that we were looking for because it's kind of hard to look at, you know, these wonderful photos on such a small screen. So we thought that the iPad would be, you know, the best.
Can you see the same photos? You said go to VoxMagazine.com.
.com. They won't be all of the same photos, but some of these, if you don't have an iPad, you can still look at some old, you know, great photography on our website.
From over 100 years ago.
Over 100 years.
How many photos can you see if you go to the website and look and don't have it on the iPad? 50 or 60?
Yeah, some of them are repeated, but a lot of the ones we wanted to include, like a different photo galleries that we didn't include in the app for our readers who did have both to give some variety.
Okay.
But you can, the app is kind of the ultimate experience of looking through.
Right, right. And you have another app, too, with things that are going on in Central Missouri or Columbia?
Yes, we have the Vox 5 app.
Okay.
Right here. And it gives you five things that are going on this weekend, or every weekend.
So that changes every week.
If you come back every week, a new edition will show up on your iPad.
Now, if you don't have an iPad, is this available by downloading it onto your computer? Or can you go to the website and check
it? On our VoxMagazine.com website, which you can see right here also, I'll bring it up. We have a calendar that gives you, each week we have a list of calendar events and also restaurant guides so you can see.
So who's putting all of this together?
There are students who are in a new platforms development class, and they kind of search through what's going to be going on that weekend and find the very
amazing.
Best thing. So
that's very good. Thank you so much for coming by, Katie Carter.
Thank you.
I like that name, Katie Carter. It sounds almost showbiz. It's like Katie Couric. That's why it sounds like that. Thank you, Katie Carter.
Thank you.
All right, tomorrow we're going to talk about the cold and flu season and also Access Art. Our show directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Eric Stazak. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And if you would like to watch this program again, or sign up for a vodcast or a podcast, you can go to kbia.org, click on programs, and then Paul Pepper, and then sign up for that vodcast and podcast.